Good morning, 740 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. We have Teresa and Lisa joining us in studio. Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. So what do you have for us this morning?
So we are here to talk about the CRMC Foundation Mum Sale, which is happening this week. So just a little background, and then I'm going to let Teresa talk. The Mum Sale was started by the Best Family in support of their scholarship fund. So they give scholarships every fall and spring to students that are pursuing a degree in the medical field. So they might be a nurse, it might be an EMT or a paramedic, it might be someone pursuing something in the lab field, but they're able to generate funds from this Mum Sale and put those back towards a scholarship at the foundation. So I'll let her talk about the Mum Sale specifically.
No, that's great. Nothing says fall like mums, Lisa. I mean, yeah. That's absolutely.
In the Best Family Scholarship started really back in 2002. We lost our dad with lung cancer. So it's his 20th anniversary of his death this year. About 2008, my sister Angie and I got to talking about how could we honor dad. And then, of course, our poor mother, we wanted to honor her, too. So our parents raised four girls. Three of us became nurses. They have six grandchildren, three boys, three girls. All three girls are nurses. One of them is a nurse practitioner. And then we have an ER physician in our family also. So medical is a big background in our family. And you don't want to be sick around us, that's for sure. Our parents always encouraged us to go to school. My mom always said, you're never too old to learn. My dad always said that his girls could do anything that a guy could do. And my dad only went to school through the eighth grade. Later went to trade school, and he worked here in Coffeyville for over 37 years. He retired from Magic Circle when he got the lung cancer. In 2010... the surgery family here at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center really honored our family with giving us $202 after I graduated to start the scholarship. So we started it, and it's grown since then. We keep the money at the foundation here at the hospital, and our family works very hard to raise the money. And the Mum Sale is our biggest fundraiser. We've given out over 20 scholarships to date.
Wow.
Which is huge. And like Lisa said, medical school, nursing, surgical technologists, labs, lab students. The student gets $1,000 a year scholarship, and it's for anyone in the four-state area. So Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, and Kansas. And matter of fact, our first scholarship was given out in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Excellent.
So we're very proud of what we have done, but we could not have done it without the community, and then also with Coffeyville Hospital supporting us too.
No, that's really awesome. And if someone is interested in actually, you know, getting one of these mums and helping these scholarships, how can they do that?
Well, today my family is hauling in 1,200 mums to the Coffeyville Hospital parking lot. We're doing it a little different this year. We're going to do all the hauling before the sale. So the sale starts Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. We'll be out there bright and early in the parking lot helping you load your mums, pick them out, and it will go until they're gone. So hopefully we'll get them all sold by Thursday at the latest. But they're beautiful, huge mums, green. Are the guy that grows them, he has done a wonderful job through this horrible drought we've had this year, and they are gorgeous. You're going to be very, very impressed.
No, it's a wonderful thing for fall, and really just awesome to be able to support something like this. Obviously, you can go plenty of places to buy mums, but I think, you know, it's like mums with a purpose sort of thing. So anything else on the sale, Teresa, you want to talk about?
The mums are $12.50 a piece. We will have some tricolored mums. Those will be $20 a piece. And then we're still going to have our fall foliage. If you've came to the sale before, we started that about 2 years ago, I think. And I don't know the legal term for it, but I call them coxcombs. But they're going to be $12.50 also. So there'll be fall foliage out there also, and just gorgeous.
Excellent.
Colors.
Well, no, that's really great. And hopefully you get rid of all of them. I think you probably, sounds like you will. So yeah. That's good news. So Lisa, you said you wanted to talk a little bit, something that might be of interest to golfers out there.
Yeah. So the CRMC Foundation only does one major fundraiser each year, and that is the Bill Reed Golf Classic. And this year that's on October 1st. So we are hosting the Golf Classic out at Coffeyville Country Club. Still have room for some teams if you're interested in golfing that day. We also host a golf ball drop. So it's a way that non-golfers can be involved. At the end of the tournament that day, we will drop golf balls from a bucket truck, and the one that lands in the hole wins a $500 prize sponsored by Community State Bank. So you can purchase your golf ball for $5. They're cheap and easy. $5 a piece, or you can buy a bundle of golf balls. If you don't have to be present to win, we keep track of who has what golf balls, and then you can be at the lake house and still win your $500. So just a couple of ways to support the foundation and what the foundation does for the hospital.
Excellent. And since, you know, I'm new here, and maybe we have some new listeners, can you just briefly, what does the foundation actually do,
I guess? Sure. The CRMC Foundation is the fundraising arm for the hospital. So a lot of times we are looking at future projects for the hospital. Like, for instance, we just partnered with the Southeast Kansas Community Foundation and our local CRMC auxiliary to purchase 6 new wheelchairs for the front entrance. So as we see more and more patients coming in that might need wheelchair assistance, we were able to get more wheelchairs for that front door. We also do, we have several different scholarship funds that we sponsor education for different students. And then a lot of times we will do some grant writing and look at different foundations, both private and public, that can help us replace capital within the hospital. So sometimes it can be as big as a fluoroscopy equipment, or it can be as small as we recently did the AccuVane, which allows nurses to have a better look at where they are going with the IV as they go in. If you have tough veins, we have a machine that helps them out with that kind
of stuff. That's incredible.
So yeah, we do small projects, large projects. It just kind of depends on the need. We're the official fundraising arm for the hospital.
Excellent. All right. Well, ladies, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so. Just if you would like to be involved in the golf tournament, or if you have questions about the mom sale or anything else that the foundation is doing, you can always find us at crmcinc.org. And I have a foundation page there that has lots of information on it, including there's a Bill Reed Golf Classic page there as well. So go out to the website and check us out.
All right. Well, Teresa, Lisa, it was great to meet both of you, and look forward to having some more updates here in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Coming up, we have our CCC update here on KGGF.